USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As China strong-arms the WHO in its investigation to the origins of the coronavirus, World Health Organization advisor Jamie Metzl is reporting that while it is possible that the coronavirus outbreak started in the wild then jumped to humans, there is no evidence to prove this so far. New York police arrest a suspect in a brutal beating of a 65-year-old Asian woman. 38-year-old Brandon Elliott has many charges, including assault as a hate crime. The Biden administration on Tuesday announced a set of measures responding to rising anti-Asian violence, including deploying $49.5 million from COVID-19 relief funds for U.S. community programs that help victims. The NBA's Utah Jazz charter plane was forced to make an emergency landing Tuesday after striking a flock of birds shortly after takeoff. That resulted in an engine issue. The pilot declared an emergency and returned to Salt Lake International Airport. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Let's get a U.S.-Mexico border update. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The former head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement is urging the Biden administration to restart the Remain in Mexico protocol. Without it, Tom Homan says the surge in illegal immigration will keep coming.
No one's celebrating more this presidency than the criminal cartels in Mexico. They're back in business. They're facilitating crime on the border because cartels are making millions of dollars a day.
Homan speaking in Texas on Fox News after visiting a migrant processing center with members of Congress.
President Biden is expected to allow a proclamation that had blocked many temporary foreign workers from coming to the United States to expire on Wednesday. That's according to three people familiar with the matter. Trump first issued the directive on temporary foreign workers in June of 2020 and renewed it through March 31st before leaving office, saying it was necessary to protect American workers amid high unemployment during the coronavirus outbreak. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As the national debt is over 200% greater than the gross domestic product, or GDP, the Biden administration wants to put more debt on the backs of our children, grandchildren, and perhaps great-grandchildren. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden is set to unveil his infrastructure spending proposals at a speech in Pittsburgh, but the two-part legislative package involves more than just infrastructure. The plan includes further stimulus payments as well as increased funding for health care and education. Biden's plan would raise taxes on corporations, capital gains, and individuals earning more than $1 million annually. As far as Biden working with Republicans on this proposal, Republican Senator from North Dakota John Thune says,
there's bipartisan support for infrastructure. There always has been. It's historically that way. But this is an administration that at least right now seems set on doing it one way, their way, or the highway.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Biden set to deliver that major policy speech on Wednesday.
On January 8, 1835, President Andrew Jackson paid off the entire national debt, the only time in U.S. history that's been accomplished. This week, TV celebrity and former NFL defensive end Michael Strahan underwent a procedure to close the iconic gap between his two front teeth.
Friends, if you don't do it, because my business want to be like, don't do it. I got to do what I want to do for myself now, you know.
Dr. Lee Goss at Smile Design in Manhattan, New York, performed the procedure. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.